Hey, Jerry.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just trying to figure out. I've got to figure this thing out here. Might have to sign out and sign back in.
Yeah, I can see it just fine. So, just so you know, Jerry, we're going to have probably, say 12 to 15 people on the call.
Okay.
And the picture of your face, as well as everyone else's, is up on the wall in the sanctuary.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, we've got you in a fancy way. So just, you got to behave yourself because everyone's watching you. And Oscar's here taking notes on who's behaving, too. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, I think I found out. Okay. I think I'm getting close.
Yeah. Getting more people.
Hey, Derlings.
Okay, there you go.
How's it going, Derlings?
Good.
Good? All right, let's get Peggy in here. And Jan, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Is there a reason you're wearing a mask this morning?
I have people right around me right now. So Jonathan Floyd is here.
Okay.
Jonathan, do you want to come say hi?
Sure. Good morning.
Hey,
good morning. Jonathan, good to see you.
Yeah. And then we also have Oscar is in the back. So he's with us as well. So I'll take my mask off in just a second.
Okay. I appreciate it because I love to see your smiling face, but also I can read your lips.
I know. It's, yeah. We had a funeral here on Friday at Peace, and I ended up taking off my mask because, people can't see you. It's hard to communicate, you know?
Yeah.
I got their permission. So.
Have you thought about getting a clear face shield?
I've tried that. Yeah.
Then people can see you. I don't think it helps much with sound, although if you have the mic in, you're working
on it. Yeah. Someone bought me those, the mask that's plastic. It fogs up everything.
Yeah, I would think that would fog.
Yeah.
Makes it even worse.
Thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy. That's all I wanted because I really feel like I'd be able to be in there a little bit more and see, just be with her, and rather than taking three different.
I'm going to pause Trudy there for a second. I don't know if she knew she was being heard. Put her on mute. Cool. Well, anything going on with you guys that you want to share with the group?
Happy birthday to Dottie and also to my sister who was 93 Wednesday or Thursday. Someone.
Jan? Who's Jan? Is that her?
Oh,
she sent me Jan.
90?
Jan?
Yeah. Her sister's 93.
Yes.
Jan's 70.
Oh.
I think.
What's going on with Jan?
Bill said, well, if your sister is 93, how old were you?
I will be 80 in 2 months.
I told him, I said, she's just about my age.
I thought you were a teenager.
Oh, yeah. Compared to my sister, I am.
Please, well, I've got a sister that's 90 now that you mention it.
What? Tell me if I'm talking loudly or softly, please.
Perfectly.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, just so you know, I let a few people know this week, right in front of me, Jonathan's with me. Jonathan Holroyd, Oscar's here as well in the sanctuary. Jeanette Payne is also around. She's getting communion ready for us for the drive-through, drive-in service at 11. And we have your pictures up on the, you're being projected onto the wall at church. So let's see. Jerry Wiley, your face is about 2 feet in, you're 2 feet wide. You know, you just, you're up there and big. You're like, it's like Mount Rushmore. So it's man, great to see all of you. And then also we can hear your voices very clear all throughout. We got you hooked up to the sound system in the sanctuary. So if you speak, it's like you're giving a sermon in church. This is your opportunity right here to just preach it to everyone. And Trudy's going to join us in just a second. This is our second installment of Anxious for Nothing. Good to have all of you in on this. This is a 5-session study. And last week we talked about just how common anxiety is and where we can go for, strength in the midst of that anxiety. Really the focus in all of our studies is this Philippians chapter 4 passage that says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, offer your requests to God. And that passage goes on. So each of these sessions are based on that part of the Bible, Philippians chapter 4. Just some things just to catch up with you guys to see how you're doing and let you know what's going on at Peace. The first thing I should share is that we had a funeral here at Peace on Friday. Don Levine. Does anyone know Don Levine? He is Linda Shermer's dad. I was wondering if the Krugers knew Don Levine.
Not by name.
Not by name? Okay. Don was the treasurer of Zion Lutheran Church for probably 20 years or so, I discovered. So a very involved person.
We were there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. The name doesn't ring a bell for me.
Yeah. Hi, Lindy. Hi, Diane. We're adding on a few more people here.
Oh, hi, Lindy.
Hi,
Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
I think everyone knows everyone.
Jim's here twice. Trudy, hi. Marik and Jan.
Yep. Also just a reminder also where we're headed with worship for the rest of the month of January. Our plan right now, well, the concrete plan to the end of January is to have parking lot services. That's a live service in person, 11 a.m. in our parking lot. Today we are offering Holy Communion. So if you want to offer them a first of offering communion at Peace. So that's pretty sweet, pretty cool. Every single Sunday has been posted. You can check that out. And that's just awesome. It's not the same service. We're producing two services every weekend. So pretty spectacular. And then just I'd plug also the Women's Bible Study. That's going to be this Wednesday, January 20th. We're unpacking this just one promise in the Bible. You are made in God's image. And so what does that mean? How can that give us confidence? If you want to participate in the ladies' study, reach out to me or Peggy Krueger. We've got somewhere around 20 ladies that have signed up. So good. It's pretty awesome to see that energy and excitement for that study. So I think that's all I have. Anything you'd like to share? One last chance, and then we'll get in.
Pastor, I think the Ladies Guild would like to resume Might Box Sunday. And I think maybe the third Sunday where we drive through, maybe we could collect mite. We'd like to start doing our mite boxes again.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about
every
that.
Other month, so the odd number of months. So
can we use credit cards? Because I don't use cash anymore, so nothing gets into my mite box.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
You have to talk to Sandy Foster about that.
Okay.
One.
All right.
She will take a check, though. You can write a check.
That sounds good. Thank you.
You're just a modern miss, Jan.
Oh, yeah. Cashless society.